Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Married or Single, we were talking about the Lord in His humanity being in subjection to God and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Please listen closely as we continue that thought today. Listen, He just didn't sacrifice for our sins. God, who is a spirit, this God, Jesus, became a human. And He would subject Himself to a human spirit and life throughout all eternity. He will be subjected to God. Now you understand better that teaching in John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, although our faith will be made sight, we still worship God in spirit and in truth. Truth? That speaks of Jesus' words in John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. This is the same Jesus that John 1:1-3 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, that is, by Christ. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Yes, when He was Spirit, He was part of creating. Yes, the Word is God. And verse 14 will witness to us that the Word was made flesh. The Maker of the heaven and the earth humbled Himself to become a man. Yet, see what He is still doing to this very day in Hebrews 1:3-4. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. You see, my friend, He still upholds the creation, of which without Him was not anything made that was made. That makes verse 4 even more glorious to the believer, being made so much better than the angels. As joint heirs with Jesus, we enter His inheritance, which is more excellent than that of the angels of heaven. And again, we must say, hallelujah, and praise the Lord. Now, let's consider Romans 8:17-18. This has been alluded to in this lesson. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. I think of those people that people ask me, are they really saved? I don't know, but they sure took a stand that a lot of saved people wouldn't take. And they were beheaded in the Middle East for their faith in Christ. I think of Fox's Book of Martyrs and the things that I've read there. We read of this in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 36 through 40. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and of imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Just think, while a body is alive, they're chained so they can't move, and they're sawn in half. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Now, reading Scripture and thinking of these kinds of torture, then seeing in Romans 8:18 that as hard as it is for us to imagine the kind of suffering and endurance that several of these that we have read about, perhaps in the Middle East, of parents watching their children being beheaded or being crucified, that suffering, as great as it is that you and I cannot imagine, will seem minute, yea, seemingly insignificant in its greatness in comparison to the greatness of the glory in which we shall share in Christ Jesus. That, my friend, is why you witness. That's why you stand, even if family rejects you. That's the reason you keep on keeping on. Give out tracts. Witness. Stand against the sins of the nation. Stand against the sins that invade the local church and the home. Yet, suffering for doing so is not nearly what others suffered, as we've just read from the Word of God. But if you suffer for His sake, then we're told, great is your reward in heaven. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Yes, they lie about you. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Faith, as verse 39 in the Hebrew passage tells us, it sees afar off and depends on God telling the truth in that great day. So now, going through all of this, you ask, wow, how does this apply to children? Because Jesus was a son. Think of the fifth commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Jesus honored the father, as we saw in 1 Corinthians 15:28. In his adult life, we read in John 8:29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. So going back to the verses at the beginning of this study about the child in God and how he reflects Jesus Christ, you may want to write the references down. We see that living in subjection to the Heavenly Father is a lifelong duty of love. So Proverbs 16:31, Leviticus 19:32, both those passages are built on a person living a life of obedience after their salvation. The hoary head is a crown of glory, Proverbs says, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Or Leviticus 19:32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head. That, as we said, the old person, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. I am the Lord. But again, that honor is built on the person having lived a life of obedience to God after their salvation. It is a public life. One reason we have accounting, certificates, and other things like that for children in various stages of a church. And then we have things like that as well for adults. It's so their children see that their parents are honorable in God's sight. And that's what we saw in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. So children should see their fathers. They're active in the local church. And if there are things where they give awards, certificates, or something of that nature for work that is done, then praise God, you've set an example for your children. In 2 Timothy 1:5, we see the reason children are a crown. Their grandparents taught them of Jesus, lifting up a standard by their public life, a life of righteousness, again, which is obedience to the Lord, Deuteronomy 6:25. Jesus did not repent of sin, for he had no and knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21. His baptism by John the Baptist was not of repentance, but to fulfill righteousness. And he fulfilled all. That is how he could be our substitute in paying the penalty for our sin. In Matthew 15, verses 16 and 17, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." In marriage, one is no longer under his parents' authority. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.